D'Anthony a little bit earlier about maybe the kind of the teamwork, that even though you're the punter and he's the returner, but you bury teams back inside their own 20, inside the 10, the 5, and his job is to bring it out. Do you guys kind of feed off each other at all, where you bury your opposition, he gives the other side the good field position?
Definitely. That's all kind of part of Dave's plan is, you know, you have a guy that comes up and gets the short punts, guys that can, you know, return the game like Dex did yesterday and what D'Anthony was showing, you know, week 13 on. You know, he had a big year, and when you do that, you set your offense up for an unlimited playbook, really. And so he was able to open it up for us, man. What a great player. I'm looking forward to – he started the season banged up, hamstring, and so once he started getting healthy, he started getting really good.
When you observe the good punt returners, what is it that kind of flips the switch where they learn when to get the ball, when to let it go, when to try to make a play, when not to?
Yeah, just he learned to use the fair catch as a weapon. Because, you know, when you have those short punts that you come up and get to, that's automatic, you know, field position. And then once it becomes a field position battle of putting some, you know, backing people up and then big returns, like it says, it takes the stress off the offense and defense.
And what about the charge on the sideline when he comes up with a big return? He comes over and it's...
Yeah, I mean, you electrify our stadium, you see what happens. I mean, all the you know, the false starts, the stuff that it creates, especially at home, is amazing. And when you go on the road and you have a big return, and you have guys rugby punting from backed up, I mean, that is an immediate advantage for our offense.
Justin, how bittersweet's this day? I mean, I'm sure you wanted to come in here getting ready for a playoff game.
Yeah, it's tough. It's one of those things where, you know, the main goal for everybody, as Andy would say, is to take that trophy home. It's all about that, and that's why people do this. It's a great thing the NFL is, but it's at the end of the day we came up short and we got to work harder and get all of our guys back and, you know, play better next year.
Describe that feeling last year opposed to this year. You know, last year you know you're going on, this year you're not.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those things that's the nature of the beast. You know, there's 20 teams right now that are upset and wish they did better, and so we're one of those teams on the outside looking in, and I think that can make us better though and hungrier going into next year.
What did Dave Toe bring to the special team in the past 2 years?
Scheme. I mean, no matter who he had, you know, he would plug guys in, and, you know, guys were available. They bought into just the little blocks that turn into big returns, or, you know, plays that could be touchbacks where Junior Hemingway's batting the ball back in and they have 95 yards to score. And so it's one of those things where, you know, he creates that excitement and shows us what we can do to other teams, just focusing on other teams' weaknesses and how we can get the offense in a better field. So he's brought a lot of excitement to the return game, to the punting, the schemes and stuff, how we scheme teams up. And so he's been great.
I got a loaded question for you. There's some job openings now, head coaching jobs, particularly one in a place where Dave Tubbs worked before and had success. I mean, how viable do you think a special teams coordinator can be as a head coach?
Well, you see a lot of them nowadays. You know, a lot of head coaches have been special teams coaches in the past, starting with my first head coach, with Dick Vermeil. You know, he was a special teams coach first. And I think they make great head coaches because it's, you know, they're coaching 44 guys pretty much on special teams. And so they have, you know, everybody's ear. And I told him after the game, I was like, don't you be going anywhere on me. He's, you know, he's done a lot of great things in Kansas City. You know, him and Andy, he really trusts Dave. And he goes, you can see those guys are just, they have a great monster going on in Kansas City. It's fun to watch.
Chicago would make sense for him, wouldn't it?
No.
No?
Here makes sense for him.
Yeah. So what happens now? How do you wind down? What do you do now that the season's over?
Just in, you know, recharge the batteries, you know, spend time with family that you don't really get to do during the season, and just, you know, focus on how you can get your game better for next year, going into next year.